Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Fifty-three at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show to talk about your dog, your cat, your pet. And I have the story of a dog named Smiley that you will love in a moment. Plus, Warren has been talking about how dog kisses could be good for you. So I'm going to blow you a kiss right now, Warren, because I just kissed Charlotte. So from Charlotte's lips to my lips to your lips, it could be something.
I wouldn't worry about Charlotte, Warren, but I think Doug was just cleaning himself.
And I'm not feeling any better.
Yeah. We'll get rid of that cold of yours by hook or by crook. 54 after the hour. Warren joins us for extended conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when Grandma said, when you're mad, count to 10, was she right? Absolutely yes. Here's the neurological science of it. It seems you've got a choice to act. It's called the readiness potential. And even if a desire to act is initiated in the unconscious of your brain, there's a built-in, are you sure you want to do this, brain pop-up message. After you decide to act and right before you do it, the brain initiates a pre-wired 150 millisecond stop and rethink what you're doing opportunity. What's the cheap psychological trick? Even if the devil makes you do it, there's a brain-wired mechanism which will give you a second chance. Grandma was right. Count to 10 is a second chance to stop before you regret it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, I got to tell this story on the air. Warren Eckstein and I had coffee and donuts the other day. I had a muffin, actually. You didn't even have a donut. Starbucks. What? Somebody at some point in time, Kenny, remind me of this. I want to know why they're called Starbucks. It has nothing to do with Warren being here. I just want to know. We met at a Starbucks here in Santa Monica because Warren wanted to see how Charlotte was doing, and I wanted him to tell me what he thought about her in her current state. And, you know, you sit there, you watch these people going by, and spending all this money. Take me there someplace at another time. I don't want to go there now, but it is amazing. Nice place to meet, though, on the sidewalk, watching all the dogs go by. And so you and I were talking about Charlotte and how you know it's time. When you get to a point, Charlotte's almost 15. A lot of people think that she doesn't have the same dignity that she did. Her quality of life isn't what it was. You've been around dogs. Your expertise is internationally known. So what do you say to people, never mind just to me, who have a dog that is their best, favorite, closest being to them, and they resist? You know, my children have said to me they think that I ought to put Charlotte to sleep, and other people have said that, and I'm just not going to because I don't think she's ready. But what advice do you have for people who are in that predicament, as we discussed the other day, Warren?
Generally, the advice I have is not to take advice from other people. I think that's really an important aspect of it. You know, even when my dogs get older and my cats and whatever animals I'm working with, mm-hmm. It's the person, the guardian that lives with them every day that can recognize the quality of life. You can look in their eyes. In your case, it's more difficult, but I saw Charlotte. Charlotte was in no pain that I could see. She was kind of happy, loved having a little rub on her back for me. So the only person that can make that decision, it could be an hour from now, it could be a week from now, it could be 6 months, it could be a year from now, is you. So I tell people, when you have a pet like that, every evening, sit down, speak to them. I promise you, they will let you know when the time to move on is ready.
But the important thing here, and this is the thing I worry about with Doug, because he loves that dog so much, is it's all about the dog. It's not about you.
Well, I think that's what Warren and I were talking about, right?
But Rich has a point. There are certain people that may go beyond the point of quality of life just based on the fact they don't want to let go. And the deepest love you can have for anything is that ability to let go.
Yep. Here's the story about a dog, a blind dog, a service dog named Smiley, who was born without any eyes. It came from a puppy mill and was going to be put to death. This lady named Joanne George saved Smiley, and now he's working for the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program, and I think that's in Utah, if I'm not mistaken, teaching people not to dwell on a disability. And that's the best, you know, you have your dogs around and lessons from them. Imagine a dog that has no eyes, never had any eyes. Charlotte doesn't have any eyes now, but lived most of her life with them. And she teaches people at this facility how to live without their eyes.
It's amazing what animals can do.
Isn't it really? All right, Warren, thank you. You're amazing as well. 59 after on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.